Hello and welcome to Women in the Coaching Arena podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Jo Lott, a business mentor and ICF accredited coach, and I'm on a mission to help brilliant coaches build brilliant coaching businesses. In this podcast, I'll be sharing honest, not hype, practical and emotional tools to support you to make the difference that you're here for. Hello, welcome to episode 13 of Women in the Coaching Arena. I'm so glad you're here. Today, I'm really excited because we are going to unleash your vision and create your dream life and business. Because I was fortunate enough to attend a vision and planning workshop when I first started my business. And it was really transformational because it does take that deep fire within you to keep going on this journey of entrepreneurship. So I would love to light that fire for you today. And you either might want to grab a pen and paper and find a quiet space, or you might prefer to just listen and reflect while you walk. Either way, this episode will help you to expand your dreams and vision for the future. In our busy day-to-day lives, we often don't get this opportunity to really think about what we want. And actually, it's something that I really struggle with. I don't find it that easy when someone says, "What do you want?" Usually my answer is, "I just want to go for a walk and have some time to do some yoga." Like, I don't want much in life. When I first started my business, I had a really huge mission and it came really easy to me. So it's funny how things can change, but I do still think that deep mission from years ago is still burning brightly, and I do want to have a massive impact. But yes, I also would love some time to do yoga and walk. So that's why I'm excited to create this space today, because we often don't allow ourselves this space that we need to do the basic things, like think about our vision, go for walks and do yoga. So as a business coach, I understand that power of making room for you and your desires. So consider this episode your personal coaching session with me. So let me start with a story of commitment to the cause no matter what. So Carrie Green from the Female Entrepreneur Society worked for 2 years sharing female entrepreneur stories, gaining absolutely no income from this. Everyone said she was crazy. Go get a job. How are you intending to monetize this? She had loads of money blocks and just couldn't bear charging for her services, which I know a lot of women feel the same. I love sharing this story because it's super inspiring that her company now generates millions of pounds every single year, which came from really addressing those money blocks and then allowing in all that she'd built over that time to be a successful entrepreneur. You have to be prepared to start from nothing. And that is really hard. Zero followers, zero email list. And I think it's even harder when you have been really successful in your career to date, which most coaches are. They have worked their way up and they've been super successful in what they do. And so I think that identity piece can be a real struggle when you first start your business. And you do need to be prepared for things not to be perfect. And you need to be able to deal with those uncomfortable feelings when people say, "How's your business going?" And you think, "Oh my God, please don't ask me that." And you just say, "Fine." And you try and change the subject as quickly as you can. So whenever I feel like things are not moving fast enough in my business, I just literally think back to Carrie Green's story and think, my gosh, the commitment that she has to get to where she is right now. And that's what it takes. It takes being able to handle everyone saying, "Is this a complete waste of time? Why are you doing this?" It takes the commitment to get through those moments where it isn't going fast enough, because I think it very rarely feels like it's going fast enough. So let her be an inspiration for you as well. So now it's your turn. Let me ask you a question. What do you want? And feel free to pause this episode if you want to write it down or have some time to actually think about this. Another great way of doing this is to start writing, "I'd love it if..." ...... And that helps you to really feel into this if that first question is bringing up a blank for you. So this is the great opportunity of teaching what I need to hear, really, because if you were to ask me, what do you want, other than walking and yoga, I would probably say, I want more support. I want to feel really supported with my kids' schooling, because I think often now I feel like it's down to me to keep nagging and doing homework, and that isn't my forte. So I would love to be able to receive in huge support to make learning fun for the kids and allow them to be able to find their own natural strengths through play rather than it being like, gosh, we've got to get the homework done. So yeah, that's one thing I want. I also want to become known in the coaching industry for helping coaches build their business, because there is so few people that you can trust. And that's really sad, considering thousands of people are becoming coaches every single year. And then they enter this new reality of all of these hopes and dreams, but not really having the know-how and support to make them a reality. So I would love to become known in the coaching industry as the person that you can go to help you to build your business. I also want, I'm on a roll now, I also want to have more holidays. I have just been away to Suffolk, which was absolutely lovely, and I'm really starting to enjoy my time off. I think the first 3 years in business, I just wanted to work all the time. So it definitely did steal quite a lot of my free time, because I had so many ideas and so much to do to build that business from the ground up that I genuinely didn't really enjoy the holidays, because I was like, oh God, I just love to get on with this. Whereas now I'm at the place in my business when I have those foundations built. I've worked consistently and systematically to be able to have systems to allow me to enjoy my term time only career. And yeah, that feels really good. So I would like to utilize that and have more holidays and travel more. So what about you? I would love to invite you again to consider what you want. And sometimes it's not always the obvious things. Sometimes it's the most basic stuff that we have already. So if you do have the things that you want already, take a moment now to think, my gosh, you know what? I've already got the ability to leave the house and go on holiday, or whatever it might be that you really want and that you actually already have. So now let's take the next step and craft a detailed plan of that dream life. So you can choose a specific timeline of, for example, 2 years, 5 years, or even 10 years. You can otherwise focus on the vision itself without worrying about the time frame. I think the time frame causes a lot of stress for people. So I always say the goal is not about reaching the goal by that time frame. It's about being brave enough to set the goal in the first place and get closer to it than you would have without setting that goal. So I do struggle slightly with the time-bound goals because of this tendency to then feel depressed that it didn't happen versus continue, keep going. Because guess what? It might happen 2 weeks later than you expected. In crafting your plan, be daring, disregard practicality for now. We spend plenty of time considering what's realistic, and this exercise is about dreaming without limits. So really think about that vision now. Describe your physical environment. What does your career, relationships, health, finances, personal growth look like? Write it all down, and remember, you can make changes along the way. The goal is not the goal. The goal is there to be a North Star to remind you that you can do this. So have fun with it. Let your creativity flow. And you are probably, if you're anything like me, on a walk listening to this podcast. So I invite you, when you get back, if that's you, to write it down, because I think that is a really powerful step of being brave enough to write that vision down And there is loads of evidence to prove that this really works. It's like turning it into reality. If you've read the book Think and Grow Rich, they talk about writing down your goal several times a day. So I would love to invite you to read your goal aloud to yourself twice a day, morning and evening would be amazing. Speaking your dreams into existence is a really powerful act. And notice how you react to your own words. So do you feel resistance or disbelief? Does it resonate as a future that feels within reach? And if you feel discomfort or doubt, don't be discouraged. Keep writing and reading your vision aloud until it becomes familiar and comfortable, because there is something about it becoming so normal in your mind that then it starts to feel easy. Your mind doesn't resist it because it feels like, well, that's obvious because you've been saying it to yourself so often. It's a bit like affirmations, which have worked really well for me. And now I'm like, oh yeah, did I ever believe that they weren't true? Because I genuinely now believe that they are true. So it really does work. Make the uncomfortable comfortable. And remember, there is no right or wrong answer. Your vision is unique to you, and it may align with norms or it may challenge them. I was brought up by parents saying, you just need to get a proper job, stay there till you're 65, get the pension. That's what you need to do. And so that's what I did for the first 20 years. I had never considered entrepreneurship because it was so drummed into me to just get a job. That's the safest option. So when I did go off on my own, my parents were confused as to why I would leave a good, well-paid job to do my own thing. But fortunately, I had the courage to do that. So that leads me on to my next step. See if you can seek out someone to share your vision with who also dreams big, rather than says, oh, but don't be so ridiculous. Like, how are you going to make that happen? Which sadly is a lot of our family and friends, because they want to keep you safe by keeping your expectations down really low so you don't get disappointed. So I'm sure they're not doing it to be unkind in any which way, but they will try to keep you back often and say, like, you do realize this is going to be hard. You're not going to be able to do this. What makes you think you can do that? Why don't you just stick with what you're doing? They will probably do things to keep you at your baseline, because we are all in our kind of patterns of behavior with people that most of us want everyone to just continue on being the same type of person that they have always been. So it can be very triggering when you start to do something different with your life. So now you have your detailed vision, it's time to identify the first steps that you can take to bring it closer into your reality. So break it down into actionable goals and create a plan to start moving in that direction. And remember that every single journey begins with those tiny steps. And when I reflect back on my journey, for example, the first thing I did was host a women's workshop on Zoom. And I put it out to my personal Facebook because I clearly had no other social media presence at this point. And I was so fortunate that I really was supported, because I put a video out, which was super brave to put on my personal Facebook, a video. I was like crying so often prior to making that video because it felt so raw and all consuming that I was asking for help and being vulnerable. But I fortunately did get 10 amazing women come to my first women's workshop online. I was completely petrified. I had never hosted anything like that before. But it really was a turnaround point in my business. For a start, I got great testimonials straight up, and not just one that I'd had to work like 6 months for, but 10, which I had to work 2 hours for. So it was a really great way of fast tracking those testimonials. It was also a great way of gaining people who wanted more help. And it was also a great way of showing me that I can do things that I didn't think were possible, like host a event of 10 amazing women. So it was a really amazing moment. Then a public speaking event I did about imposter syndrome for the Women of Silicon Roundabout, big conference near the O2. in London. And again, I was really petrified standing up there in front of hundreds of women doing an hour-long talk. But somehow I did it. And then I suppose my next one would be my group program, which I just adore what I have built. And my most recent one was my Dare Greatly in-person event, which again, I was absolutely petrified to run. But it's a real turning point in my business because now I do see that that could be a real integral part of my business going forward. So remember that these small steps can completely transform your business. So what are your first steps to get there? Say it out loud or write it down. Commit to that first step right now. So let's move on to what resources, skills, or support you might need along the way. Are there courses or training programs that can help you to acquire any new knowledge you need? Can you seek mentorship or guidance from someone who's already achieved a similar vision? Think about what's potentially in your way and come up with some strategies to overcome them. How can you create reminders and affirmations to keep you connected to your vision? So for me, for example, I still have mine pinned up on my wall and I used to look at it often. I must admit, I don't look at it often anymore, but it is there. So occasionally I catch sight of it and am wowed that at the time I had no idea and was brave enough to dream such a huge, courageous vision. So allow yourself to visualize your vision as often as you can and engage your senses and emotions. There are great YouTube meditation visualization things that I do often to really feel into what that feels like. And actually Carrie Green from the Female Entrepreneur Association, who I mentioned earlier, says that she visualizes every single morning what it will feel like to gain what she wants. So my next point is to surround yourself with a supportive community that believes in your vision and encourages your growth. And like I mentioned earlier, this is often a real big blocker when you go into entrepreneurship. I certainly found that it was my friends who weren't really happy for me to succeed. I suppose it can be quite triggering when I had always been someone who, I don't know if I was a bit negative, but like I would never be saying things were going pretty well. I would always be saying, oh yeah, I know, I did pass that, but you know, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. Whereas I suppose being coached has helped me to really focus on what is right and what is positive. So whilst I'm not like obsessively positive and I will still be realistic in my conversations, I don't really get much out of whinging all day long, which is probably what I used to do before I really understood coaching and what I think most of the world does, like who has the worst life versus who has the best life. So that's why I think finding your community who believes in you is really, really important. And you might be super lucky, you know, maybe your friends and family are absolutely rooting for you. And I'm sure mine are too. But I think at the start, there is definitely that slight power struggle, I suppose. I'm just thinking that Deepak Chopra said once about power struggle, because you are shifting, you are changing massively when you start your own business. You will have huge personal growth and you will change dramatically. So I guess, again, that is a threat to the entire relationship, which is why I think these things often come up with friends and family when you start to do something slightly different. Or again, if they start to do something slightly different, everyone generally wants things to stay the same, just be easy, not have any huge change. So collaboration and connection will make your journey more enjoyable and fruitful. And finally, remember that your dream and vision may evolve over time. So as you grow and learn and as your business grows, you will start to want different things. So have the courage to chase your dreams, dare greatly in going after what you want, and you will be ahead of 99% of the rest of the world who are too scared to dare greatly because it requires a lot of courage. So thank you for joining me today on this journey of self-discovery. I am excited to hear what you are going after, please do drop me a message on LinkedIn letting me know, or email me on joanna@joannalockcoaching.com and let me know what you are going for this year. And like I say at the end of every episode, trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seed. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. Please come and say hi to me on LinkedIn or Instagram and let me know how you are getting on in your coaching business and how you're going to go for your dreams this year. My name on LinkedIn is Joanna Lott, and handle on Instagram is @JoannaLottCoaching. And I'll also put links in the show notes below. Let me know if you found this episode useful, share it with a friend and leave me a review, and I will personally thank you for that. Thank you so much for listening. Speak soon.